It is time to bring in our meteorologist and good friend, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Mr. Pagano.
And good morning, Mr. Miles.
I tell you. Well, Pat, before we get to the weather, I have to announce this. When the pandemic started sometime in April, I started my pandemic diet, okay? So there we go. So I started it. It is now roughly, I'll say sometime in April, late April. So we'll say May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. So we're now at like 13 months, okay? I reached the 80-pound mark lost today.
Very good.
80 pounds. Now, I've got, according to my figures, to get where I really want to go, I've got at least another 40 pounds to go. But you know what's funny about this, Pat? It is no longer a diet. I've been doing it so long.
It's a way of life.
Now it's a way of life. And like I didn't weigh myself for about a week, week and a half, and I got on the scale this morning, and I said, wow, I haven't seen these numbers in a long, long time. But 80 pounds. So it comes out to about 6.5 pounds a month, the way it looks like now, maybe close to 7 pounds a month. But so that means to take off the next 40 pounds is going to be at least another 5 or 6 months. So, and then it should all equal out, because the amount of calories I'm taking in are anywhere between 1,500 and 2,000 calories a day. And that should maintain a weight of around 200 pounds. Now, once I start exercising again, it'll probably help, you know, lose a little bit more weight. But so far, so good, Pat. There you go.
That's great. Lots of luck on that. Congratulations. That is really a milestone. That's very good. You should also start to feel a lot better, and your knees will thank you, your feet, your legs, all of that will thank you.
Well, I think the bed will thank me even more.
Yeah.
not as much pressure getting into bed. Well, anyway, so what's with this weather? We got a cool morning this morning. It was 47.
Yeah, and sunny today, 80. Tonight, back to 45 to 50. For tomorrow, sun and some clouds, low 80s. Saturday, hazy, humid, scattered shower, thunderstorm. There's a chance in the morning, and again later in the day, 80 to 85. Father's Day, partly sunny, less humid, low 80s. At 11:32 Sunday night, summer 21 officially arrives, and Monday should be a fair, warm, and more humid day.
So Father's Day looks okay then?
Father's Day looks fine.
Well, that's good. Yeah. There we go. Can't complain about all that, Pat.
No. The weather's great, you know. And again, we all know when it's hot out west, it's cooler in the east and vice versa. And that has been the case because it's been very hot out west. And I'm glad I'm not there. Let's talk about possible Claudette in the Bay of Campeche, southwest Gulf of Mexico. They're sending a plane in today to investigate it. Probably will become a tropical depression, then a tropical storm. Don't know if it'll ever get to hurricane status. Right now, the thinking is that it's moving toward, or will move, toward Louisiana. And that would be over the weekend. So we will be watching that as well. That's a quiet time.
Well, yeah.
I'm not worried. Very quiet.
They're predicting a lot of storms this year, though, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what they're thinking. And, I mean, if we have Claudette forms, that's already the third storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. It's not even a month old yet.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, what the heck, you know? Hey, so the weather's going to be okay. And we've got a nice entrance into summer. But, Pat, it's still a very depressing weekend because we have the longest day of the year coming up, which means after that, it starts getting shorter again.
Oh, well, yeah. You would notice it immediately, but you're absolutely right. Leave it up to Marshall. He'll bring us on a down note. We're supposed to be getting excited that it's the first day of summer.
I know, but I can't because I'm coming into work now and I don't even need my headlights on, okay?
Yeah.
And it's not going to be too long before, guess what?
Did you hear about that cruise ship that was set to sail?
And then that one of the people on it had COVID-19.
Now, eight staff members tested positive for COVID. I think seven of them have no symptoms, one mild. And they say the reason for it is because even though they were vaccinated, only a week before. And they think that the COVID may have already been there when they were vaccinated. I like those apples.
I just think that cruise ships have got to take it slower than everybody else, because cruise ships are a totally different animal. Totally different animal. You've got a thousand. Heck, you've got what? How many people on a cruise ship? I mean, and you're all confined to a very small area, really.
Right.
So, I mean, I think they have to handle that a little different.
Well, I don't know how. I mean, they're requiring, all staffing to be tested. I think they said once a week. So, I don't know, Marshall. I don't know how they're going to handle that. But, that business has been non-existent for over a year, so they're itching to get back on track, and of course this is going to delay it. I have a friend of mine who's in the business. She runs, she books for cruises, and she does very well. In fact, she booked my cruise when I went to Europe. What was that? 2 years ago, and I didn't have any problems, which was really nice, because sometimes agents could get things screwed up all over the place, but it wasn't. It was really, really good. And she was saying that they have no indication as to when they really will be back working full time.
It's tough. Hey, one of my favorite actors, Chris Pratt,
I like him, yeah.
He came out of nowhere. He's been in the Marvel series. He was in Endgame, of course, the Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff like that.
Right.
He's got a new movie coming out, which I think is going to debut the first week of July, and it really looks like it's going to be fun to watch, called The Tomorrow War. And I saw the clips for it.
Yeah.
And once again, Pat, it looks like a movie that you'll enjoy too. Lots of great special effects, lots of action. So that's coming up. But listen how busy this guy is. 5 years ago, you never heard of Christopher Pratt. Never. Chris Pratt. You didn't know who he was. Here's what he's got coming up. The Tomorrow War opens up in July. Then, once again, another Marvel. It's in post-production. Thor, Love and Thunder. Then Jurassic World Dominion in post-production. The Terminal List, that's a TV show. They're filming that right now. They're in pre-production for Guardians of the Galaxy for him, Volume 3. And then another movie, Cowboy Ninja Viking. These are the things that are just on his list coming up. How hot is this guy in Hollywood?
He's definitely hot. And, he started off with that TV show, Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
And if you remember him on Parks and Recreation, he was a bit on the chubby side. So lost a lot of weight and worked out and everything. And he looks really good.
Well, the Guardians of the Galaxy has... And Marvel has put him right into making lots of money. It's one of those success stories that you like. And he seems like a really nice guy whenever you hear him or see him talk.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah. And, I like all of the Jurassic Park movies. I really do. So I always want to see those. And good luck to him. Yeah, very much luck to Chris. Take it while you can get it. That's all I say.
Take it away. What is it? Make hay while the sun shines. What is it? Something like that? Well, make hay with the forecast. Let's go over it once again.
Well, we should have a beautiful day. Lots of sunshine. And the highs today, 75 to 80. In the 40s tonight, sunny and 80 tomorrow. More humid, a shower thunderstorm on Saturday. And then partly sunny, a little less humid, probably 80 to 85 for Father's Day.
All right, now to correct myself on what happened yesterday, I found out why the steering wheel got warm and the seat got warm. I hit a button that I thought was the automatic starter. It isn't. You can, if you push the button twice, it automatically starts the car, or if you push a button on your cell phone, it automatically starts the car. But there's another button there that for like 5 to 10 minutes before you go out, if you don't want to run the car and run gas,
oh, I got you.
It will start. It'll just heat the steering wheel and the seat. And it did it again this morning. And I'll tell you what, at 47 degrees, it was nice just to sit in that warm seat and have that warm steering wheel. I'm very used to that. I don't know if I ever have to drive another car, if I can drive it without a warm steering wheel again. And the seats, by the way, if your car has been sitting in the sun, you can push the button and it'll cool the seats.
Great. Sounds like you're enjoying this car.
So far. So far. Yep, I love it. All right, Pat, I guess we're enjoying this conversation, but we have to wrap it up.
Yep, wrap it up. Enjoy the sunshine, folks, and see you at TGIF.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast.